Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Cloudy, occasional rain and or drizzle, high around 39 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, some light rain, it's 36. Burlington, some fog and some mist, it's in the low 40s. Mitchell International Airport, 37 degrees, also 37 at Matton Airport in Racine. InSinkErator has announced plans for a new state-of-the-art headquarters and lab facility in the village of Mount Pleasant, contingent on economic assistance from the village and from Racine County. WRJN's Janet Hoff with the story.
According to a news release from the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, the village and the county, InSinkErator has submitted plans for a $24 million, 85,000 square foot facility at the corner of Highway 20 and V that would allow the company to relocate 170 engineers and professional staff from the company's facility on 21st Street in Racine. That would allow for the expansion of production in that building. The Racine County Board's Executive and Finance and Human Resources Committees are scheduled to meet Wednesday to consider a $4.65 million county loan for the project, and the Mount Pleasant Village Board is expected to consider a $600,000 grant at their meeting next week. InSinkErator considered a number of sites in southeast Wisconsin for the expansion and even looked at St. Louis, where parent company Emerson is located. InSinkErator is the largest manufacturer of food waste disposers in the world. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
It was a big crowd at Gateway Technical College's Madrigano Auditorium in Kenosha yesterday to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the theme, The King in You. The keynote speaker was State Representative David Bowen of Milwaukee, the son of Jamaican immigrants. Said he was pleased to be in the company of so many people who continued the civil rights leaders' fight. Quoting the Declaration of Independence, Bowen noted, it said everyone has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
In Kenosha, in Milwaukee, in Janesville, in Madison, all over this state, all over this country, that every person would have access to that, and that if they did not have access to that, that they could challenge that country, hold up the mirror and say, wait a minute, some of us do not have access to that. And we should make sure that we change things.
Even before what he called the age of Donald Trump, Bowen said that one of his colleagues in the legislature once got up and said Milwaukee needed to keep its crime and other problems inside its borders. Felt he needed to confront those statements. Said we're in a fight for the soul and direction of this country, noting that the young people in the audience, they are the keepers of the dream. The Gateway Technical College celebration, just one of the many events during what's promoted as Kindness Week in Kenosha, organized by the Coalition for Dismantling Racism. Thursday evening at 6 p.m. inside the Civil War Museum, it's going to be a discussion about the value of the Black Lives Matter movement. Kindness Week organizer Adeline Green saying she hopes all points of view will be represented.
2 years ago, our courageous conversation was on the Voting Rights Act. And so we had the choir and people who were not in the choir attend this meeting. And it was enlightening for all of us trying to convince people to our way of thinking and them trying to convince us to their way of thinking. Because a lot of people believe, even today, that racism does not exist. This is all, you know, coincidental. It just happens for various reasons.
Green speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio about that Thursday night event the public encouraged to attend. A warrant issued for a West Dallas man named as a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man last August. 39-year-old Bernard Reavers, the father of three young children, found in his home in the 6700 block of 24th Avenue back on August the 21st, suffering from a gunshot wound from which he died several days later. A warrant issued charging 38-year-old Michael Cena with first-degree intentional homicide, being a felon possessing a firearm, and armed burglary. He's being held right now in the Milwaukee County Jail on unrelated charges. Kenosha police still seeking any information that anybody might have about that crime. The agenda for tonight's regular business meeting of the Sturtevant Village Board includes a resolution authorizing a collective bargaining agreement with the Sturtevant Professional Police Association for this year, along with the years 2018 and 19. And there's a resolution to authorize a mutual aid agreement between the Village Police Department and the City of Racine Police Department. Plan accordingly tomorrow morning between 9 and 11 a.m. for closure of Racine's State Street Lift Bridge downtown for some maintenance work. City's Department of Public Works says it's needed on the tip lock for the west span of the bridge, and that requires it be closed for traffic. Scheduled two-hour period, though, could be shorter depending on the amount of maintenance involved. Usual temporary detour involving Dodge and Erie Streets will be posted, but travel delays could result again tomorrow morning, 9 to 11 a.m., work on Racine's State Street Bridge. The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee supporting a conditional use permit for the Priest of the Sacred Heart to turn an existing home they're buying at 8409 Three Mile Road in Raymond into a residence for priests-to-be, though an issue has to be worked out regarding sanitary sewer capacity. Attorney Kathleen Dahlgren, representing the Catholic Religious Order, explained that the 16-year-old house has four bedrooms despite original documentation showing a septic system for three and up to seven residents.
We do have information saying that the current septic can support up to seven residents, so we anticipate that we'll have to work and record that affidavit with Racine County regarding the number of residents for the property. Priests of the Sacred Heart are currently under contract to purchase this property, and as stated, they would like to use it as novitiate, which is for individuals who are studying in the last part of their progress to become members of the religious order, priests and brothers.
Deacon David Nagel said that this would be a site for seclusion and preparation by the individuals seeking to join the order, not for large gatherings.
It would be seven people living there, and possibly a worker, like a cook or a housekeeper, would be there during the day. But there would be seven bedrooms, and there would only be seven people, one person per bedroom.
The committee's recommendation now goes to the full county board for final approval. Site plans include turning a carport area into a chapel. That home, by the way, constructed by famed architect John Randall McDonald. The Racine Common Council will meet in Committee of the Whole tonight at 6 o'clock. The only agenda item, the presentation of an initial compensation study for employees by a consulting firm. The regular meeting of the Racine Council will begin at 7 o'clock. Among the communications going off to committees for discussion, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy recommending that the council name members of the Civic Center Contract Ad Hoc Committee based on formal interest of any alderman presented to the council president. And 6th District Alderman Sandy Widener wanting a Committee of the Whole within the next month to get an update, a public update from city administration on proposed event center on the lakefront. In Burlington tonight, the council has a Committee of the Whole session that'll begin at 6:30. The regular council meeting then follows that. The Committee of the Whole includes a proposed 2017 contract with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, and there's a proposed resolution to rebuild the backstop and replace the protective netting at Beaumont Baseball Field. The total cost on that, just over $66,000. And the Caledonia Village Board approved an ordinance naming trustee Kevin Wongard to serve as the acting village president while Bob Bradley is gone for a little more than a month.
I'm going on vacation.
That's it?
Yes. Overdue. Month and a couple weeks. I need a little hiatus. It's been a while, and I just want to reconnect with my lovely bride and doing this Florida thing and South Carolina, Georgia. Relax a little bit.
Administrator Tom Christensen explaining it's good policy to have something on the books. Bradley says the vacation will start around the end of the month. Wongard indicating this mainly covers the legal authority for signing documents since he's run meetings in the past for Bradley. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.